This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We begin today with three letters, a constant of economics, and also a caveat. The letters are the same three we ended with yesterday, W, T, and I. The U.S. benchmark crude oil, that was the one word in the open there, O-I-L, oil, right? West Texas Intermediate, WTI, up another percent and a half today, $87 a barrel. The global benchmark Brent crude is bumping on 90 bucks. The constant of economics, supply-demand, of course. Demand for oil, we got plenty of. Supply, we do not. And finally, the caveat is that you live by reporting daily oil price changes. You kind of suffer by it, too. But as Marketplace's Andy Euler reports to get us going on this Wednesday, as we inch toward $100 a barrel crude, the economic impact is very, very real.
Unlike a lot of stuff in this economy, we can break the price of oil down to the basics.
It is ultimately about supply and demand.
That's Mark Finley. He's a fellow at Rice University's Baker Institute.
The market is very tight now. Hopefully, at least from a consumer perspective, however, help may be on the way.
Help in the form of countries like Saudi Arabia bringing more oil back onto the market, which has been lagging.
Even OPEC countries have found that it's more difficult than they anticipated to reduce production and then just, boom, start it back up.
Robert Kaufman teaches in the Earth and Environment School at Boston University. He says producers in the U.S. could also help with supply if they're willing. Many have been reluctant to do so because they're skeptical these prices are going to stick around. Also because environmental commitments from investors supporting a transition to cleaner energy. But Kaufman doesn't really buy that last part.
I don't think what you're seeing now has anything really to do with, quote, the transition.
He thinks what we're seeing in the oil market right now is about COVID. Supply couldn't shut down fast enough at the start of the pandemic and now can't keep up with reemerging demand. Now, policymakers can also try to dampen oil demand, but Sarah Vakshery, president of SVB Energy, says that's the scarier part of the equation.
So if Biden's administration and U.S. Federal Reserve decides to control inflation, if they hit the brake very fast, then we're going to have a severe economic slowdown.
Instead, Robert Johnston at the Columbia University Center for Global Energy Policy says policymakers should be focusing on incentivizing a demand shift.
If overall energy demand is down because of recession and high prices, that's sort of one thing. If the economy is growing and people are switching to alternative fuels and technologies, that's kind of another.
He says the difficulty for the Biden administration is that it wants to appear focused on climate change, but also wants to secure oil and gas supplies to keep prices low at the pump. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.